am Linda van Tilburg for BizNews. Well, Parkrun began as a small, informal 5K run with just 13 participants in Bushey Park in London in 2004. And it has grown into a global movement with more than 10 million runners. Its founder, Paul Sinton Hewitt, grew up in South Africa, as Bruce just told me. He's a boykie from Potch. But more than a million of its members are now in South Africa. Well, Bruce Fordyce, the legendary South African ultra marathon runner, is one of the key people who makes Parkrun happen. And he is joining us on BizNews. Well, hi, Bruce. Thanks so much for joining us.
Hi, Linda. Wonderful to chat to you. Yes.
Well, 5Ks, I'm sure for you, that's just a warm-up. So, you know.
Nowadays, and now that I have an impending sense of mortality and I'm getting old and I've got to add a knee replacement operation, actually 5Ks is a Five Ks is a nice distance. I really enjoy it. And you know, it depends. You can make 5Ks as challenging as you want. If you go flat out from the word go, 5Ks can hurt. But obviously, yeah, it's not quite the same as 90.
Perfect.
May I ask, how long do you take for a 5K?
Nice weather, hey, Linda. No, sorry. And nowadays, I'm probably about 30 minutes or so. Or if I get lucky, I can break 30. But yeah, I used to be a lot quicker than that. But I just love you know, taking part in a 5K parkrun.
So, what would you say to somebody who says, "Oh no, I've got a gammy knee, I can't run"?
Well, Linda, I had a knee replacement operation 3 months ago, and I started walking again at Parkrun, because you can walk at Parkrun, and we should call it Park Walk because we welcome walkers. And I took over an hour, and I've slowly got better from my knee operation has healed in the stunt beautifully, and I'm thrilled with it. And now I'm back running the whole way. I'm really enjoying it. And I think I should emphasize with Parkrun, that we call it Parkrun, but it really should be called Park Run, Walk, Jog, or even volunteer, because we have a lot of people who volunteer at Parkrun. They don't do the 5Ks, but they love to be part of it. And they come along and they do the timing or the scanning of the barcodes, whatever it may be, because you print a little barcode and it's a whole community thing. So you are welcome no matter what your speed, and you can never be last, because we have a person who goes at the back called the tail walker. And they ensure, first of all, their primary role is to ensure that everybody's safe. No one's fallen over and twisted their ankle or something. But secondly, they make sure you can never be last, because they finish last.
So do you think that's a good way for people who say, but running can't be safe in South Africa? You know, so join a big group, join Parkrun.
We find that people come to us, a lot of people come to us because Parkrun is so safe. In fact, the one statistic that we're very proud of is that we have more women at Parkrun than we do have men. And I think it's because women feel safe, protected, and they can just get on with enjoying their exercise, and they don't have to worry about what's going on around them because there's so many people.
That is just so true, because I've got a daughter who's a runner, and she said that, you know, all the men, the catcalling and stuff, makes them feel a little bit unsafe. So, you know, I must obviously tell her to join Parkrun.
She must definitely join Parkrun. She will be so welcome, and she will. Well, I need to warn her, it's incredibly addictive. Once you've run a Parkrun, you're in a lot of trouble, because you just can't wait for your next Saturday morning Parkrun. And it's, again, to use myself as an example, on Saturday, I will run my 548th Parkrun.
Wow.
And I haven't done the most by even close to the most number of parkruns. So people are very, very addicted to their Saturday morning run or walk or volunteer.
So it's probably also the social aspect of it.
There's a huge community aspect to it. It sounds corny, but if I had to use an adjective to describe parkrun, it would be happy. People on a Saturday morning are happy to see each other. And we've got another lovely lady. I mean, here's a good example. Tia Talyard she runs Sunrise on Sea in East London. And she's done close to 600. And she's done all of them at Sunrise on Sea. And when you say to a tier, but there's five or six other park runs within range of you in the East London, general East London area, why don't you try them? She says, no, because those are not my people and no one will hug me. And I think that sums it up.
Well, Parkrun passed the million member mark in South Africa, and that is a tenth of the worldwide members. So what is so appealing? Was it all the stuff we've just been talking about?
Well, it's a unique million because it's a million individual people. So as you've just heard, I've said I've done 548, but I count as one. So there on Saturday, the millionth person crossed a line somewhere in a parkrun somewhere, all volunteered at a South African parkrun. And when I look back, you know, our first one was November 2011. So we're 13 years old. We're a naughty teenager now. But when I look back at that, 26 people came and there were three volunteers. So if you had told me then that one day there'd be a million, I would have said, you're absolutely out of your mind. No, we're just happy if this grows a little bit up to maybe 100 people. That will be wonderful. And it's just, we're a million. And we have another saying, which is quite arrogant. And we don't mean it to be arrogant, but it is to motivate ourselves. We always say on every single day, we will never be this small again. Because as we're speaking, when the people are registering for parkrun, new people are registering for parkrun. So our numbers are getting bigger and bigger every day that goes past. So we will never be this small again. And so we got heads down. Let's go for the 2 million.
So is this all volunteering, non-profit? There's no money to be made.
There's no prize money. It's free to take part. It's all done with wonderful volunteers. And all we ask you to do is register and print your little barcode. And it's a little piece of paper the size of a credit card. Or you can do what I've done. You see, I've got this showy offy wristband on, but that's just, and that has a barcode number on it, which is your unique passport to every single parkrun in the world. So my little barcode works at any parkrun in the world. And my number is 136,862, which is quite a big number. But if you think now, if you join parkrun now, your number will be 10 million and something. So that's how much we've grown. Globally, we've grown that lot. And that's all we ask you to do. And just bring that along with you, your little barcode, bring it with you. And then you take part. And when you finish, it gets scanned. And then you get all your results. A couple of hours later or maybe a day later, you get your result back. It says, well done, Linda. You did such and such park run. It's your personal best time. Well done. And it's your 10th park run, whatever it will say. And you did this well in your age group. And so that's the addictive part, because then people say, whoa. And the addiction, I think, is that you can do a park run however you like. As I explained, and I'm not talking about myself, but I had this knee operation. So for a while, I just walked with a tail walker at the back. It's the only place where I could go where no one's going to laugh at me. I can be as slow as I like and I'll go with the tail walker. But then once you start getting better, you can get more and more competitive. So I'll give you an example. I ran Leidenburg Parkrun, Mashishing Parkrun a while ago, and I had crossed the line a long time ago, and a woman crossed the line, not athletic looking, and she punched the air as she crossed the line. I said, why are you so happy? She said, because I broke an hour for the first time. Now, an hour is not going to give anybody in Nairobi a sleepless night. An hour or so. But for her, it was fast. And you could see how thrilled she was that she'd broken an hour. And then a few minutes later, she came up to me and said, I'm giving myself 3 months to break 45. So you can see already how the addiction is growing and how it grows with all of us. And then there's another group called the tourists who travel around doing a different park run. Every weekend they do a different one. And so that's so in South Africa, we've got about 220 park runs, plus minus. In the world, we've got about 2,500, 2,600 parkruns. So you can never do them all. But let's say you were trying to do all the South African ones. It's a little bit like, the only way I can sort of sum it up, it's a little bit like stamp collecting on steroids. You've done all of them. You haven't done Clan William parkrun. Whoa. So there's this gap in your collection. So no matter what it takes, you'll get yourself there. And it is so addictive that it is ridiculous. So I've got dear, dear friends, the Thunderbolts. We're going in January. We're going to take 2 days to drive via Upington and Robbie's Falls to Port Nolloth Parkrun, which is so far away from us in Joburg. I live in Joburg. It's so far away, it's going to take us 2 days to get. Then we're going to do Port Nolloth Parkrun and take 2 days to get back. That just for a 5K. But then we would have ticked Port Nolloth. Done. See, so that's the kind of addiction that you can get. And, you know, there are people who collect the flags of the world. There's a whole lot of little challenges. Who's done the most around the world? And that's a major challenge because this park runs from New Zealand to Canada, you know, all over Europe, all over. There's some tricky park runs to get. We try and get to the Falkland Isles and do the Falkland Isles park run.
Yeah.
They've actually made it part of Britain, but still Falkland Isles is a park run. And all over, and more countries, you know, gradually joining and getting bigger and bigger.
Well, Margaret Thatcher won't agree. She saw the Falklands as part of the UK and fought a war.
Right, and so they made it part of the UK, and because it is as a UK, you know, it's, what's it, a UK property? I never know what the correct word is. Protectorate, kind of colony, I don't know, whatever. But yeah, but that's how far away some of the park runs are, you know, from the far northern ones. I think of one that's most furthest north is in Finland. And, you know, the furthest south, wow, probably down in New Zealand somewhere, there'll be a park run there.
Well, you've really inspired me. I will drag myself off the couch, gammy knee and all, and go and do a park run. Thanks so much, Bruce Waldos.
Remember, you can walk, Linda, so enjoy it. Yep. And there's some beautiful ones in the UK where you are.
Yep. Well, I regularly come to South Africa. I think I'd rather want to do one in the Western Cape or somewhere.
Oh, wow. There's some absolutely gorgeous ones in the Western Cape. Absolutely gorgeous. As you know, I mean, the Western Cape's so beautiful. So the park runs there are lovely.
Bruce Waldos, thanks so much for speaking to us.
Thanks, Linda. It was an absolute pleasure.